Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adsett, Storage Editor with Computer Weekly. With me today I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust, and today Mathieu will be talking to us about last week's RSA conference. The first question I'd like to ask you, Mathieu, is what were the big issues at RSA 2018? Over to you.
Thank you. Well, RSA took place from last Monday, April 16th until Friday, 20th of April in San Francisco. As with every year, it was extremely well attended. One difference, though, was that the very last day on the Friday morning, which is normally much more quiet, was extremely well attended as well. So there's a lot of renewed interest in security and compliance. There were some great keynotes and speakers, with particular focus on new initiatives by governments and industry associations, not just in the US but worldwide, as a result of the advance of GDPR. It was also interesting to see that some of the guest speakers, including Monica Lewinsky, were talking about privacy, talking about bullying online, and which led to very interesting discussions around ways to manage your life on the internet and ways to manage the information that is stored about you, whether you store it yourself or whether it's stored by a third party, especially where there's transfer of data. From a tech perspective or regulatory trend, obviously GDPR was mentioned all the time because it's less than a month away, but it was worth noting that a number of analysts, including IDC, noted that we should have been talking about GDPR a lot more last year. What's happening now is everybody's talking about the impact of GDPR moving forward. A second trend was the idea of cloud orchestration and data orchestration, and I'll cover that in more detail later. And then finally, it was all about blockchain. Can blockchain help us manage data, manage how we acquire data, store data, and get access back to our data?
Thanks, Mathieu. The next thing I'd like to ask you about is what were the key trends or key events with regard to storage and compliance at RSA 2018? Over to you again.
Yeah, so if I can go back to the concept of orchestration, there was a lot of talks about data orchestration, cloud orchestration, log orchestration, and nearly every third vendor on the show floor had something around orchestration. What was interesting to see was some new vendors on the market, including MPOW. MPOW is a new solution out of the East Coast in America, and their solution allows you to manage data sets, apply AI technology to essentially manage the life cycle of the data sets, classify the data, and then orchestrate the responses from a business and an operational perspective, which then allows a team within a SOC or within an operation center to take corrective action. And this is a trend that we saw with other vendors over there, the whole idea being around being able to reduce the data noise, which is also a new term, in order to manage data storage and classify the data. So classification of data was really, really big there. Another vendor that you may wish to know of is a vendor called Savint, S-A-V-I-N-T. And they just they specialize in ID governance in the cloud to help manage your data. On balance, though, I mean, whilst orchestration is the new buzz term, it's all about mapping the data, whether it's structured and unstructured, whether it's in-use data or data at rest, and tagging the data from a data subject mapping perspective within GDPR. So the data subject mapping is something that seems to be driving a lot of the new vendors within the data area and within storage. And again, finally, what we've found as a common theme within all of the vendors is the idea of using blockchain to follow data throughout its life cycle, whether using a private or a public ledger, and really focusing on the integrity of data being managed by the blockchain. So all in all, some good new stuff. I think we're going to see orchestration a lot more throughout 2018. And my guess is that within 2019, there will be a lot more about using blockchain to manage data, store it, and answer some regulatory requirements.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.